You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on May 26th, 2022. This is the last episode for the month of May, so we're going to be doing our monthly news roundup. Rather than just focusing on one story or topic, we're going to briefly talk about a few different stories from the news this month. So this week, we're talking about overturning same-sex marriage, the Pope declaring 10 new saints, and the new abuse report about the Southern Baptist Convention. For links to these stories as well as related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/05-2622. Now for our stories this week. First story, Biden predicts that if Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, same-sex marriage will be next. From CNN. President Joe Biden predicted Wednesday that if the Supreme Court officially overturns Roe v. Wade's holding of a federal constitutional right to abortion, the court will next look to strike down other landmark cases guaranteeing Americans' rights, from same-sex marriage to contraception access. It's not just the brutality of taking away a woman's right to her body, but it also, if you read the opinion, basically says there's no such thing as the right to privacy. If that holds, mark my words, they are going to go after the Supreme Court decision on same-sex marriage, said Biden, speaking at a Democratic National Committee fundraiser in Chicago, according to Poole reports. The court, he said, would do the same thing for Griswold v. Connecticut, the 1965 ruling in which the court said the Constitution protects the right to marital privacy against state restrictions on contraception. The president's comments mark the most explicit warning to date of the possible ramifications of the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion on Roe should it become official. His remarks come on the heels of a failed push by Senate Democrats to advance the Women's Health Protection Act aimed at preserving access to abortion nationwide. This story appeared about 2 weeks ago, during the time that the draft of opinion was leaked, which indicated that the Supreme Court may overturn Roe v. Wade, a ruling that originally gave federal protections to the practice of abortion. And we talked about that in our episode 2 weeks ago. If you didn't hear that, the link will be in the show notes for you to check that out. But since this story is related, I wanted to mention it, but since we also spent an entire episode on the topic already, I figured I would just save it for this week and mention it just briefly here. I don't know if the president genuinely believes what he said there or that was just a political statement used to stir up his base. But I also don't know how much of this is a possibility. If the Supreme Court overturns these protections on abortion, will they also overturn the ruling that guaranteed the recognition of same-sex marriages? I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not a legal scholar or a political expert or anything like that. But here's what I do know. First, civil laws do not change God's marriage law. God established marriage in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 2 and verse 24, long before any civil government existed. In speaking about marriage, Jesus said in Matthew 19:6 that what therefore God has joined together, let no man separate. When God joins two people in marriage, it is based upon their eligibility to marry one another. And this is based on his law, not man's law. And I wrote more about the eligibility to enter into marriage in an article titled God's Marriage Law, posted on Plain Bible Teaching. The link to that will also be in the show notes. But the laws of the land may change, and they have changed. But the law of God and what God recognizes or allows, that does not change. And second, whether same-sex so-called marriage is legally recognized or not, the practice of homosexuality is still a sin. Long before same-sex marriage, we had what we might refer to as adulterous marriages. Two people who were legally married to one another, while at least one of them was bound in marriage to someone else. Another article on this is linked in the show notes called Adulterous Marriages, so you can read more about that. There's an example in the Bible with Herod, but this is also something that is an issue and has been long before anyone ever talked about same-sex marriage. But even though there may be a legally recognized marriage, the sin of adultery is still there. The same is true with same-sex marriage. Even if it remains a legally recognized marriage, the sin of homosexuality is still there. The Bible, including the New Testament, a lot of people want to say, well, you're just appealing to the Old Testament. No, we're appealing to the Bible, including the New Testament. But it clearly defines homosexuality as a sin. There's another article linked in the show notes, several on this story here, because there's a lot that we could talk about. And I'm only including it here briefly because we've talked about these issues a lot on the podcast. But if you want to read more about what the Bible teaches about homosexuality or marriage or adulterous marriages, all of that will be in the show notes. But no matter what the civil authorities choose to recognize, we need to be teaching God's word and calling people to conform their lives to His standard. So if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, could that also lead them to overturning the so-called right to same-sex marriage? I don't know. Whether they do or not, though, it does not change what the Bible teaches. Second story. The Pope declares 10 new saints, including Dutch priests killed by Nazis. From Reuters, Pope Francis on Sunday declared 10 people saints of the Roman Catholic Church, including an anti-Nazi Dutch priest murdered in the Dachau concentration camp. Titus Brandsma began speaking out against Nazi ideology even before World War II and the German invasion of the Netherlands in 1940. During the Nazi occupation, he spoke out against anti-Jewish laws. He urged Dutch Catholic newspapers not to print Nazi propaganda. He was arrested in 1942 and held in Dutch jails before being taken to Dachau near Munich, where he was subjected to biological experimentation and killed by lethal injection the same year at the age of 61. He is considered a martyr, having died because of what the church calls in hatred of the faith. This reminded me of an article that I wrote back in 2011 about the move at that time to recognize the late Pope John Paul II as a so-called saint. The Catholic Church has certain criteria that are used to determine whether someone can be called a saint or revered as a saint or not. The New Testament, which is what we are to be focusing on and following, does not describe saint as an exclusive title for a handful of faithful individuals. Instead, all Christians are saints. When Paul wrote to the Christians in Rome, he said that they were called as saints in Romans 7:1. And this is a title for, as that verse says, all who are beloved of God, which would be all Christians. The term saint emphasizes holiness. The fact that we are called as saints serves as a reminder for us that we are to be different from the world. We have been set apart by God for His will. We are not to live in such a way that we are indistinguishable from the world, where someone looks at us and they cannot tell that we are Christians. Instead, Paul said in Romans 12 and verse 2, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." So while the Catholic Church may be recognizing 10 new saints, we need to strive to live holy lives as the ones who are called saints by God. Then the third story this week. Southern Baptists refuse to act on abuse despite secret list of pastors. From Christianity Today, armed with a secret list of more than 700 abusive pastors, Southern Baptist leaders chose to protect the denomination from lawsuits rather than protect the people in their churches from further abuse. We'll probably spend a full episode on this story soon, maybe in the next week or two. I'm not going to say for sure when we're going to do it because I want to have some time to figure out what all I want to say on this, because there is a lot that could be said about this. But before we spend more time talking about this, I wanted to mention it now, since this is a new revelation. We knew this report was happening. We knew that there were charges and allegations, but now this report came out and now everyone is talking about it. So we'll spend more time here in an upcoming episode about this. But for today, let me just make one point about it here. And that is this. Do not put your trust in men. God is perfect. Human beings are not. This is why the psalmist wrote in Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes." Now, oftentimes when, at least when I use this verse, and maybe others too, I'm making the point about do not put your trust in those who are in positions of civil authority. And really the context, that's really what it's about not putting your trust in those who have political power or military power. Put your trust in God. But the same could be true about those who are in certain positions of influence and power from a religious perspective. Men will sin, sometimes in horrific ways. Religious leaders and spiritually mature Christians are not exempt from this. And I'm not saying that the ones who are involved are spiritually mature Christians. From their actions, they demonstrate that they're not. But for many people, they were regarded in this way. We need to recognize that even people who are regarded as religious leaders and spiritually mature, they will sometimes do things that will shock us at how horrible, how sinful, how depraved it is. Now, this is not to excuse something that they might do, any sinful or abusive behavior, because, well, the ones who did it, well, they're only men. And so we need to recognize men were going to do these things sometimes. And so that's just how it is. This is not to excuse anything. Those who are guilty of the types of crimes alleged in these reports should be brought to justice in this life, not just brought to justice before the judgment seat of Christ in the end. But as we look to ourselves, we need to make sure that we do not think so highly of others that, number one, we believe that they could do no wrong, or number two, if it is proven that they have committed some terrible crime or engaged in some morally repugnant behavior, we need to make sure that we do not lose our faith. Our faith needs to be in God, not in anyone, not in any man. Men may disappoint us. God never will disappoint us. No matter what anyone else does, even those that we may have looked up to, and now we learn that they've done some terrible thing, let us never allow their behavior to turn us away from the Lord. Again, there's a lot more that we could say about the story, and Lord willing, we'll talk about it more in an upcoming episode. But I just wanted to mention this briefly, since it is kind of a breaking story this week, and it is an important story for us to take note of. Do not put your trust in men. Make sure your trust is in God. Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to the news stories that we talked about, as well as other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/05-26-22. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who would be interested in hearing this episode, please share this with them. I would appreciate that. And if you see a news story that you think would make for a good discussion, please email that link to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.